What do you have right now as a Christian that's not dependent on your feelings or anything else? It's something that you have, not someday, not after you have a better week, but right now. And it's because you've been justified by faith. You have peace with God. Now, there are two kinds of peace. There's the peace of God. That's something that you experience. But there is peace with God. And that's very different. And Romans 5, 1 and 2 speaks of it. I'll read it. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. That's Romans 5, 1 through 3. Justification means that God has made the judgment. The verdict is in. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Guilt is gone. The sentence is lifted. You've been pardoned. You're pronounced righteous. And you have something that is unmovable in your life. You can't even move it. It's peace with God. Paul writes, through whom we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. You don't just get peace with God. You also get access to God. You've been ushered into the throne room of God. And you stand in grace. You stand in His undeserved favor under His loving kindness. Standing in grace is like standing in a shower and the water just keeps washing over you. You are standing in grace. You know, one of the most pleasurable things to do is when there's a rainstorm and it's warm and you walk out in the rain and are soaked in this cascade of water from the sky. That's what standing in grace is. But it's not like the weather. It never stops. You're always standing in grace. And the grace isn't fragile. The fountain is always flowing and it's not conditional. It's where you are. You are standing in grace. And it means that your relationship with God, as far as He's concerned, is not teetering. You are secure. You are rooted. If you are in Jesus Christ, you have everything that you need. You're justified. You have peace with God. You have access into this grace in which you stand, and you can rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And that hope doesn't disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts. So, Paul is saying, you can live in the state of grace and in the peace that God has with you and you have with God. And He's already given it to you, and it's not going to fade away. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever.
Scripture Applied is a production of Church and Family Life. Visit churchandfamilylife.com for more resources.